month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 91.9, pride in the name of love. So earlier on this morning, I got into my soapbox and having a bit of a go and, you know, the negativity of the country and things that are going wrong. You know what? And then you get people like Stanley Borden sitting across from me, and all of a sudden there's hope. Hey? And you start sitting and going, phew, if you just do try and make a difference, it's amazing what you can achieve. So great to have Stanley Borden here, the MD of Living Link from Parkhurst. Great to have you. There we go. Let's put this up a little bit closer to you. There we go. The Living Link, what is the Living Link?
So the Living Link, we're a training center for intellectually disabled young adults. We train these young adults aged between 18 to 35. We put them through a life skill and work readiness skill program, because ultimately what we want to do is train these people up and get them out into the open labor market, making a difference, getting into society as people, and to be seen as people, as normal people.
Yes.
Because they're a marginalized population.
Of course.
Because people think if you have a compromised brain or there's some kind of brain damage or you're a slow learner, you can't add back to society, and that is not true at all.
Of course. In terms of the training, I mean, this must be an incredibly, I suppose, rewarding process, but also incredibly challenging and long process, especially if somebody's intellectually challenged.
Yes. We run two courses.
Okay.
We've got a one-year course and an eight-month course.
And what do you train these people as?
So we, you know, that's a...
What does the course have, yeah?
Yeah, so that's a very common question that we get. So we're not a skills-based center. So
okay.
The guys who come through our program, they're not going to leave the program to be a welder or a cabinet maker or somebody who can fix engines. We train on work readiness skills and life skills. So essentially, the main focus is to get these guys to a position where they can step into the open labor market. So if you took our graduates and you took university graduates, we would actually have a lead on university graduates, because our guys know how to keep time. They know how to dress appropriately for the workplace. They know how to interact with the employees around them. They know what to do if they are absent for two consecutive days. So go get a doctor's note. So those basic things that you and I take for granted every day, going to work, being appropriate in the workplace, our guys know that. That's what we're training them to do.
Oh, incredible.
The skill of doing a job in the workplace, of being a porter, being a picker or a packer, being a dog walker, being somebody who looks after animals, or being a childcare assistant, that you can learn on the job. But those basic generic skills, that's what we're teaching our guys.
You've had some incredible success stories as well. Tell us, give us one.
So I'll give you one. I had a guy, his name is Gift Soker.
Yeah.
He comes out of Alexander. His family is not a wealthy family. And he started training at the Living Link. And his part-time job before he came to the Living Link, he was a bouncer. And he came to me and he said to me, "No, I want to change my life, because all I do is fight, I drink, and I'm involved in drugs." And I sat down with him and I said to him, "Look, Gift, you've got a choice in life. Life is about choices. You either make the right choice or you make the wrong choice, and it's up to you. And I'm telling you now that your friends are influencing you to do the wrong things." So he said, "Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna start to change." And he went through the course, and he does have intellectual challenges. So if you said to him, you know, "Gift, here's 50 Rand, go and buy a 20 Rand Coca-Cola," and the teller threw a couple of coins onto the counter, he wouldn't be able to quantify what the right change was. But anyway, he went through our course very successfully, came out at the end of it, and he went back to Alexander, and I didn't want to leave him there because he had such potential. So I brought him back to the Living Link. We're based in Parkhurst.
Yeah.
We've got a massive fence that surrounds our property, and I said to him, "All right, I will pay you a stipend of 1,500 Rand a month, and just so that you can earn a bit of money, take it back to your family, and you can start to uplift yourself from a socioeconomic perspective." And he did this. We had there were some people at AVI said they were looking for a maintenance assistant in their team. They came around to our place and they said, "Do you have anybody?" And I said, "Well, you see that chap doing the fence? He's really loyal, he's really committed, and he has good potential." So they interviewed him. They took him into AVI. And 3 months later, we got a call from the head of the maintenance division, or the operations division. And they said, our output is now based on what GIFT does. We never realized. Incredible. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Gee whiz, what a beautiful story.
Stanley, it's very important as well that the incumbent has to want to change as well, surely. They have to have that will to want to make a difference, and that's where you help them, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's in anybody, whether you have a disability or you don't. Yeah. You know, I often say to our students, I say, we can give you everything. We can teach you the life skills, all that type of stuff. But if you don't take what we give you, you won't be successful in life. And we stress that with them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there we go. I mean, you can give the building blocks, but then afterwards people have to, you know, unfortunately you can't just be behind them all of the time. But, I mean, it just sounds incredible. How many people do you take on at a time?
So, coming through our Johannesburg branch, which is where we run the two courses, we're graduating about 35 to 38 people on an annual basis, and then down in our Cape Town branch, we'll graduate about 20 people. We're up to about 55. We just only recently opened the Cape Town branch, so we're not saving. We're not helping thousands of people on an annual basis, but we are making a small difference. I guess it's that whole starfish phenomenon. You know, the guy walking on the beach, throwing the one back, and saying, "Yes, I've made the difference to that individual there."
Well, I think it's such a lesson that we all, as South Africans, need to learn, is just, you know, that small difference all of a sudden cumulatively makes a big difference. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. We all have a choice every day, and we can all make a difference every day just by doing something small.
And who funds you?
So we're always on the hunt for funders. We do charge a training fee because we do believe that everybody has to make some kind of contribution. We've just found if a student gets an absolute sponsorship, they then don't take responsibility, and some of them turn around and say, "Oh, I don't have to come in today. It's not hurt. You know, it's not my parents aren't bearing any kind of pain." So everybody pays something, but our funders are corporate funders. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention names or anything like that.
Of course.
Deutz Diesel Power, we've had Advanced Debt Recovery Systems, AECI, Growth Point, Sasol. We get funding from the Lotto. They've been very good to us. Just off the top of my head, we've got individual funders who we debit on a monthly basis. So we've got a large participation of people that that sponsor us on a monthly basis. But we are never ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you going on earlier about where the country is and the economy and that kind of stuff. You know, people are always in need.
Of course, 100%.
So we're constantly looking for people to sponsor our students.
Well, at Hot Cares, we would like to try and assist you at the Living Link. Apparently, at your premises, you don't really have a functional way to verify people who enter the premises. So Hot Cares are going to be supplying and installing security cameras.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. And a screen for the main gate to ensure security of the students, the staff, and the village residents.
That is amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Also, we also understand that the municipality doesn't often come to tend to the overgrowth in the neighboring Spruit.
Correct.
In Parkers, which is a bit of a problem. So Hot Cares is also going to donate an industrial lawnmower. to cut the grass.
Brilliant.
At the Living Link Village in Parkhurst. And we hope that that's going to help you.
Oh, quite that's fantastic. That is absolutely amazing.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Also, Stanley, Pandy, you have your Christmas in July events.
Yes.
Okay, and you got one tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow and the 5th of August. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it happens tomorrow, 25th of August, and 25th of July, and Thursday, the 2nd of August. 4th Avenue Parkhurst, which is a great street where.
Oh, it's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. The road.
Yeah.
That is it. That is it. A lot of stuff happening there. The restaurants are open, the shops are open. So what we would like to do is encourage people to come through, spend some time at the Christmas in July event, come buy your presents now so you don't get caught up at the rush at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But there's over 10,000 rands worth of prizes to be won through the different businesses that are there. There is also a Christmas Grinch running around the street. And if you spot the Grinch, he has a card around his neck, which you can scan on your phone, and you can make a donation to the Living Link. But yeah, please come down tomorrow night and Thursday night. Support the retailers and the businesses, and you can donate to the Living Link as well, and play your part in changing the lives of people living with intellectual disabilities in South Africa.
Wonderful. Stanley, keep up the great work, you and your whole team. Thanks for coming to join us, and we're glad that Hot Cares could make a small little difference, and hopefully it will help.
Well, I just want to say thank you so very much for the opportunity. It's absolutely amazing, and by giving us this opportunity, you guys are playing a part in what we do. So thank you, and keep up the good work, because I've been listening, and you guys are doing absolutely amazing work with the organizations and the people out there.
It is our pleasure. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The time to build is upon us.
This month, Hot Cares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives with your help. Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Let there be justice for all.